Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen again to Jesus' command to Peter. From now on, you will be catching men. Jesus had a strange way of speaking at times. He was well known for teaching in his parables, but this time, Jesus wasn't giving Peter a parable. Peter knew what Jesus was talking about because Jesus had just fished for him and had just caught him right there and then. Jesus fished and caught Peter and John and his brother James, the first men who were called to the apostolic ministry. Even though Peter was on the boat fishing, as was his vocation, his job, Luke's gospel lets us know it's really Jesus who's doing the fishing here. And he caught them. He caught them, but why? So that there would be others to preach the good news to the poor, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to announce the deaf and the blind, both those who are physically and spiritually deaf and blind, that they will be able to hear and see again, to bring freedom to humanity caught in the captivity of sin under the very judgment of God because of their willful rebellion against him. In other words, Jesus caught these men to be pastors, to be preachers, to be ambassadors of the King who has returned to this world, the manager who has come back to his vineyard. The King was planted into the ground, his standard, that this and everything in heaven and on earth was, is now, and forever shall be his. Later, after the resurrection and ascension, Peter, John, and James get to do just that. They preach and proclaim that Jesus is the risen King who has come to reclaim this world, and he is doing it one person at a time, one family at a time, one community at a time, through the preaching of the gospel and the administering of the sacraments. Sinners are justified, brought to repentance. The unholy are sanctified by the Spirit of the living God. Anyone ignorant of God and his ways are edified and taught who God is and how he's made himself known in Jesus Christ. People are fished for and caught through the gospel, through the net of the gospel, through the word and sacraments. And who does Jesus use to do all this? He uses men like Peter, James, John as pastors and preachers. Or in other words, the Lord uses the ministry to save as many people as possible from now until Jesus' triumphant return. So what I want to do now is give you two reasons why the call to the preaching office is so important, the ministry is so important. And I want to do this because there might be some here who are called to this joyful calling but don't know it yet. And I want to do this because you might know someone who has the gifts and skills and talents to be called to the office of ministry, to word and sacrament. I want to do this because Jesus called Peter. Peter called others, and those others called other pastors, and so on and so forth, until here we are today, here at Zion, with two pastors called to word and sacrament ministry, with another going through the ordination process, just chomping at the bit to be ordained and get through seminary to be a fully fledged ordained minister of word and sacrament. And this, people of God, follows a chain here at Zion of over 20 other pastors and preachers who have served at Zion for over 140 years. So here's the first reason why the preaching office is so important, the ministry. This, the ministry, is the appointed means by which the Lord is saving his chosen people. God has brought many men for the ministry of word to word and sacrament to Zion so that people like you, so that people over the radio, so that now people over the internet can hear and receive the message of redemption, the good news of sinners being justified before God through faith in Christ the good news that today is the day of God's favor, the good news that your unholiness is washed clean by the blood of Christ, the good news the Holy Spirit dwelling in you is the Father's pledge that one day your dead body will be resurrected and brought into the new creation. And so we in the ministry, we have been entrusted with a message, with the message of immense importance. We have been entrusted with this message of eternal consequence. We have been entrusted with this message that concerns the destiny of nations, of communities, of families, of individuals, that concerns your destiny. This message is the only message that is strong enough to raise the dead, both spiritually dead and those who are physically dead. Because our message that we preach isn't our message at all, but it's Christ's. He is the truth, the way, and the life. And what he says through the preaching of the gospel is the net that catches men for ministry and catches all sorts of people for salvation. A net that has caught you and brought you here to this church this day and keeps you on the ship of salvation. This gospel that keeps you part of the church, the body of Christ. A second reason why the call to ministry is so important, because, to switch metaphors from the lake to the farm, not only do wandering sheep need to be found and rescued, but they also must be fed, nourished, and protected. And so men caught for the ministry of the gospel, of word and sacrament, have our Heavenly Father's care for their people and their hearts. This is why we preach week after week, administer the sacraments regularly so that you, the people of God, wouldn't starve and go hungry, but be well-fed, be nourished, and be strengthened by the truth of the gospel, because we remember Jesus is the bread of life, and whoever comes to him shall never hunger, and whoever believes in him will never thirst. Or as Peter himself put it this way in his first letter, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up into salvation. And so this ministry is given not only to save sinners from perdition, but also to feed, to nourish, to restore, to revive your weary souls as you serve your Lord, your God, at your vocations. The Lord doesn't call everyone to ministry, but he does call all of you to be faithful Christians wherever you are and in whatever you are doing. Whether it's at the job or at home, whether it's as a mother or a father or a aunt or an uncle or as someone who works in the paper mill or who works in the insurance company and so on and so forth. God needs faithful Christians doing their faithful labor for the glory of God at their God-given vocations. And the Lord will always have enough for you. Provide enough for you. Just as surely as Peter cast his net off the side at the Lord's command and came up with a huge haul of fish, so also will the Lord provide all that you need from day to day. He provides enough for you today, tomorrow, and always, so that you can pray or say with your dying breath, Lord, whom have I in heaven but you? There is nothing on earth I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is your portion. He provides you that portion. He gives you himself through the ministry of word and sacrament. And as a called and ordained pastor and preacher, we get to do this. We get to do that. We get to give you all the spiritual sustenance you need to carry you from this life and on to the next until you meet your Maker face to face. This is our call. This is our commission. And we take this with the utmost seriousness because we know that we as pastors will be held to a greater accountability by the Lord by how we have fed and nourished you with the word of life, with the bread of heaven, with the cup of salvation. And so, people of God, with all that you have received from the Lord here at Zion for over 140 years, With all that you receive week after week here at this church of God, with all the Lord has done for you, the people of Zion, it's time to plant if you haven't done yet. It's time to plant the desire, the longing to serve the Lord as a preacher, as a pastor in the hearts of your sons, your grandsons, your nephews, in the hearts of the young men of this congregation. We have four sons of this congregation in confirmation, a number of them below us in Sunday school. We have another 14 of your sons in high school, a few more in college right now. The harvest is plentiful, as Jesus said, but the laborers are few. And so there's no better time than now to talk to these boys, these young men, about the significance of serving the Lord their God for the sake of his church as a pastor, as a preacher, as a fisher of men, because they get to preach the message of salvation to people who are lost, to people who are wandering, to people who have no hope, to people who are under the judgment of God and don't even know it. They get to preach the message of life and salvation and feed that message to the people of God week after week, to the saints of God, day in and day out, administering the body and blood of the Lord for the forgiveness of their sins, pardoning God's faithful people with the sweet joy of the gospel, teaching the scriptures to young and old as faith is formed. Love for Christ grows and swells, and the Spirit of the living God continues to sanctify and keep you, people of God, united to his body, the church, unto life everlasting. And so mothers, fathers, grandparents, godparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, tell your sons, your grandsons, your nephews, your godchildren about the joys of ministry, about fishing for people. Tell them what pastors have meant to you as the gospel has caught you through the net of their ministry, which again is not our ministry, but is God's ministry. Tell them why the church needs them, why the Lord of heaven and earth needs their hearts, needs their minds, needs their voices to preach, needs their shoulders to carry the church, to bear the burdens of God's people, and to give Christ in word and sacrament, he who has borne our sin, to preach this gospel of infinite importance. And so who knows, as you share this and talk about this, they might just say what Isaiah said years and years ago as you ask them about the holy ministry. Will you think about this? They might just say, here I am, Lord, yes, send me. And may it be so for some of our young men here at Zion. Amen.